The Park City mayor and council, along with several high-level staffers, spent the morning on a Myers-Briggs-type indicator assessment. It's a common test in any workplace to learn about others' leadership styles and how they fit in with others. Park City Manager Diane Foster said the assessment uncovered both obvious and some curious findings.
Most of the Fortune 500 companies in the U.S. and actually many around the world use that test. And what it does is it helps you understand other people and differences and how to interact with other people. It's about styles and it's about how you like to work. Are you a big picture person or are you much more of a detail-oriented person? Are you more logical or are you more feeling? And I'll say we have a wonderful mayor and council. They get along really well. They get along with staff really well.
It turns out, she says, that most of the council members are extroverts, but the rest of the leadership styles are quite balanced.
So it's just it recognizes preferred styles and how you might be different from someone else. And again, the fact that council wanted to do this and work on group dynamics in a group that is already very high functioning, it's impressive.
The rest of the day, council and staff went over some of the top-tier goals at the city, looking at affordable housing, historic preservation, the Lower Park Avenue redevelopment, congestion reduction, and one that got a lot of attention, citizen involvement.
We do have terrific citizen engagement, and we do it through anything from open houses to community meetings. And you'll be seeing council do pop-up meetings, so that'll include having a few of them sit on rocking chairs at the library and talking to people, riding the bus and specifically having some signs that say, this is a council member, come and talk to them. So they're looking at that opportunity as well. The third piece is a door knocking campaign it's a pilot program to look at how do we get residents to ride the bus more. And council members will have an opportunity to go with that person who's doing the survey to be able to answer other questions that people may have for the city.
Foster encourages people to speak out to their council members and mayor, saying they're open and will take all your comments under advisement.
I think as compared to a number of cities, we have amazing engagement between the council and mayor and citizen. One of that is just the ratio of residents to council members. Additionally, they're very public people. They spend a lot of time in the public. They all have seats on boards and commissions, as well as a lot of them sit on nonprofit boards. So we have about 50 liaison positions so they're very connected to people. And it's just you're not going to be able to connect to every person. And I will say the mayor and council are very open. They get emails every single day on a number of topics.
Instead of calling it public comment period each Thursday during city council meeting at 6 p.m., the city has come up with the idea of calling it open mic, with the hope of getting more public involvement.
Public input always matters. But when you come to the mayor and city council on a meeting night, they really appreciate it. They very much appreciated all the folks who live near the North 40 who came last week and talked about what they were upset about. And while they're upset about things that the city is doing, what it does is it gives us the opportunity to engage with those folks and to talk to them. And also it makes it a priority for city council as well.
Historic preservation is another top-tier priority. Foster says the city is in the throes of many ongoing efforts toward preservation.
The planning department has completed assessments and mapping of the historic mine structures on resort property, and upcoming will be the historic district design lines. They'll actually be working on updating those. So, for example, if that question about footprint and size of structure is a concern, there'll be an opportunity to provide input on that, as well as we'll be getting back the CRSA Historic Sites Inventory Study. That's in the October timeframe, and that study looks specifically at Main Street and then intensive level survey for all other structures.
That's Park City City Manager Diane Foster. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.